Today on A Moment of Science, evolution in action.
Oh, fun. What'll it be, Yael? Evolution in birds? Tortoises?
Cockroaches, John.
Ugh, I hate roaches.
Over the past few decades, increasingly large numbers of the German cockroach, which is the most abundant kind of roach in the U.S., have evolved to avoid roach bait that contains sugar.
But I thought roaches were known for having a sweet tooth. I mean, don't most roach bait poisons contain sugar?
They do. Roach baits typically contain high fructose corn syrup as well as trace amounts of glucose. And it's the glucose that's causing the aversion to bait, because it sets off a reaction that stimulates the cockroach's bitter taste receptors.
Wait, I see where this is going. So while those roaches that don't mind glucose are busy chowing down on poisoned bait and dying, the glucose-averse roaches are off breeding and making more glucose-averse roaches.
Right. So this shows that roaches are adapting to pesticides not just by becoming resistant to the poisons themselves, but also by developing behaviors that enable them to avoid the types of foods more likely to be poisoned.
That's evolution happening right before our eyes.
Yes, and as always, it comes with trade-offs. Glucose-averse cockroaches are smaller and reproduce more slowly than their glucose-loving pals. So this is an example of how environmental conditions,
such as the presence or absence of bait,
can determine which evolutionary course these cockroaches will take.
Or we could just avoid using glucose in roach bait.
That works too, at least until some other mutation arises.
Ugh, there's no hope, is there?
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.